Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Yesterday, the Madlanga Commission, Brian Mokgosi, was cross-examined. And shame, the cross-examination basically exposed him to be a very poor witness. That's not what I want to concentrate on today. Today, I want to concentrate on Cedric Ngabinde's appearance at the Parliamentary Ad Hoc Committee, right? There was even a threat that he received while giving his testimony, and that came from Paul O'Sullivan. He read it out loud. You know, just shocking things. Listen to this, for example.
Sorry, Chair, to disturb the process. I think it's important that I put this message which I received now into the record.
Yeah.
As I'm eating there, I received this message from Paul O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Get ready, you lying crook. I am going to make sure you spend some years in prison. You were bribed by Mkhwanazi and Mabula. Now you will pay for your crimes, guaranteed.
Yes, live. Jive. This wasn't the only thing, by the way. Leanne Mathis from the EFF then went on to say that Paul O'Sullivan had also sent texts back in 2017 as parliamentary members, and also those were threats. But what really got me was once Cedric Ngabinde started speaking about a plot to oust former National Police Commissioner Phahlane. Now this, for me, is what I want us to discuss, because there's actually a lot here that I think we need to touch on. For example, you will remember that in 2017, 14th of October, so actually 2015, my mistake, 14th of October, President Jacob Zuma appointed Lieutenant General Johannes Khomotso Phahlane as the acting National Commissioner. This was after Ria Piecha obviously got pushed out, right? And so, according to what Cedric Ngabinde says, there was a plan to get rid of Phahlane as well. And he says this plan started around about 2017. And the people that were involved there, according to him, were McBride. Then he mentions Paul O'Sullivan. He says that AfriForum financially backed this plan. And then he implicated a former journalist, Barry Bateman, who coincidentally now works for AfriForum. This was that part of the implication.
Petle and yourself, you were supposed to fabricate a statement, am I right? To achieve what?
To remove Motiba as an acting national commissioner.
Oh, yes.
Pave the way of McBride.
Now, the 702, Barry Bateman at that time was used to for disinformation. Am I right?
Yeah, it was part of us.
So Barry Bateman was part of the Phahlane task team.
So basically, what got me thinking along these lines was, okay, let's say we believe this evidence, right? It's very clear now that during the Zuma years, there were a lot of shenanigans going on in the background. There was a lot of influence unduly, right, from third parties, organizations trying to destabilize either government as a whole or certain sectors of the government. Now that we know this, and we know, for example, that some journalists were involved in it, does it make you view things differently in any way? Or is it a matter of, it's business as usual? Furthermore, you've got to ask yourself, if this was happening back then, do you ever maybe think things are happening right now? Mpo?
I think because you're sitting with two journalists here, they're going to try and cover themselves. But anyway, no, on a serious note, though, I don't think I necessarily look at things differently, because political propaganda via the media has always been a thing. You know, that's why they always say, whatever it is that you read, whatever it is that you hear, be discerning. Don't just take everything as at face value. There's always something happening behind the scenes. It's all about you at times sitting back and, you know, just checking out what chess moves might be happening. Some things only get revealed later, a la this, or they never get revealed at all. But unfortunately, media slash journalists will always be used in political propaganda.
So now, Mbali, this is where it gets interesting and tricky, right? Specifically when you're dealing with security clusters, because here some of the information is classified. Mm-hmm. So we'll never get to hear about it. In fact, were it not for some of the reports, maybe we wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
So what happens?
Hey, it's tricky. Just talking about the security cluster as a whole, I mean, like you say, some of this stuff we're never going to know about had it not been for the Madlanga Commission, had it not been even for the likes of Ndlantla Mkhwanazi coming out to just tell us exactly what's going on. Even us as journalists, sometimes, how do you even trust the information? And I'm sure Mkhwanazi himself even reached out to a number of journalists with that kind of information. But how do you trust the information because it's classified? Mm. And how do you weigh it and say that, oh, well, maybe this is information I can use in reports and maybe this is simply a fabrication?
Mm.
Yeah.
So at this time, we used to work with Barry Bateman at EWN. Mm. And I've told this story numerous times. When we used to do Night Talk, right? Not necessarily Barry Bateman, but we'd get offered stories all the time. Because that's another thing. As a journalist, right? People have access to stories, but you choose which story you want to run with.
Absolutely.
So people who come to us and be like, hey, what are you guys doing on the show tonight? We've got this exclusive if you want to go with it. Mm. And then you just have to decide if you want to do it or not. So there's a lot of stories that are out there that people deliberately sit on, and then they'll run with the one that suits their own narrative. So Julia Joseph could know that there's traffic, for example, on Nelson Mandela Drive, or then she'll choose to report on the traffic that's on Winnie Mandela Drive.
That's a silly example.
Nah, that's serious notes. So what do we do about this? And how much trust do you have in the reporting now, as South Africans, now that you see what's happening? Then maybe go back and think about past actions. Abo Zuma Must Fall, Yonke Into Manje, because that was clearly orchestrated and we fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Do you feel silly? Or, ay, impilo. Give us a shout. 086-000-00959.
I think we know, man, political propaganda. We know, man, this always going together. So, we know, just for our, we must live with that.
Like when Apollo Sullivan corner, the media is nothing. That guy is in charge of the media. Wherever he is, the media is manipulated. So I wish Bangam investigates about it Lomo. But the problem is, he's gonna go down with a lot of people. Hey, the portfolio in the profile has big names. As in, it's police movie, man. As every day is a new chapter.
Mm. Do you also look where people are working and when they end up working, right? For example, if we've got Barry Bateman, who used to be at EWN, then he ended up at AfriForum, right? And then you got Diane Kola-Barnard, who used to be in the NPA, then ended up in the DA. But yesterday, you could clearly see that she was supporting Robert McGride and even spoke about how she's got different information to what was being led in the testimony. And nobody thought to ask, okay, where are you getting this information from?
Hey, sis,
Hey,
Wedlomo, do you remember the Chamudlalela clip from that movie where the guy says, you cannot handle the truth? I think as a country, sesilapho, ay sekukuninga kakhulu, we cannot handle the truth. So yonke into nje mayivela sifuna manje siyibheke, siyibhekisise kahle. Ay kubi man, I don't think we can handle the truth.
Mina on Sullivan, I knew it from the onset. The way I came the time after Mkhwanazi declaration ku press conference, so to lower balo, he was the one who's behind all these shenanigans in Zagala intelligence South Africa. I knew from the state where he come from, Gutazochela president must suspend Mkhwanazi. This guy was he's a member of Qatar on Sullivan. I call it straight and forward on the street on the air team and so way too.
So I wouldn't say that he's a member of the cartel. I've got nothing to prove that, right? But I do know that he was part of MI6. So in the UK, where he, I guess, is a citizen, there he was a spy. Now, do spies ever retire?
Since the world, shop won't join good man. Being pretty, gunning, as the name, it drama, I learned on it. Mkwana's wish any poem shared in free to implement our number buyer. Who doesn't deserve a very nice South Africa? But not no man, it's called as in deserves a guy. I would as in Zagan, that was. So children just man, I don't know what was on these at a poet ad hoc or who commit, who commission, they said to Wasa, a gunning good man.
Wasa. Wasa.
We have one lengoma ethi wenze nozuma wenze nozuma. One day as South Africans will be singing that song with a clear and a better understanding. One day is one day. We'll all actually notice ukuthi na we were scammed.
Okay, wait, hold on. One thing we're not going to do here now is sit here and pretend Zuma is perfect also, right? He had his own faults. All I'm saying is, on top of those faults, some people then also then acted against him.
They capitalized.
To, yes, yeah. To destroy and sabotage his presidency.
Sizwe, you know, Mosukuti, I'm a journalist, and they orchestrate all those things. We know Ukuthi abo Zuma must fall and all those things orchestrated through Mali. Shukuthi wena uMbali abamshaye ngestage, badabhala into so ngeke azayenze. So they go hand in hand with those people. So I journalists, man, nabo, man. I had sometimes those people are not loyal. They're only loyal to the check. Not all of them, but most of them. We are bonge ngipende onkumuntu ngepressure lot.
Yeah, but like I was saying, some people don't need to be paid. They come to you and they say, here's an exclusive.
Mm.
But then they just give you one side of the story. Basically, you don't have to be paid for that. You think you're reporting something which nobody else knows. And in fact, you are reporting something that nobody else knows. But there's something else that even you don't know that you're not reporting.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to journalism, especially abamhlophe, the journalists abafana nabo O'Sullivan, I always try and take it with a pinch of salt, because also there's always that narrative to discredit abantu abamnyama. So, and what's happening right now in the country, mina, I'm like, ah, it's business as usual. I mean, we know these things that are happening now. It's like right now, we are sort of like immune to all this stuff that we're hearing. We're no longer surprised. Like, oh, okay. Kanti bokunje, we just keep going. But now you know, Ukuthi, even namanje, there's definitely something that's happening. You know, sizosi turning about 2040 when somebody else decides to speak. But it is what it is, Limzanzi. I'm glad that also Cedric read the text during the questioning, yeah, okay. So let's just see which was a little
bit mshikashikamningi, man.
South Africa is a blacklist, guys. Paul O'Sullivan is in charge. He's got a blacklist. So if I'm keeper nine, there's gonna be a lot of issues that are gonna come out. He's gonna give out name. Yeah, he's in the country, man.
Mina, I'll tell you this. Yeah, Paul O'Sullivan. Give him in the luto. Any him seen there? Nzobona nje nani.
Hayi bona ngane kuyavela ngoZuma. Hayi ngane kuyavela. Uthi kahle naye. It was a plot ukumkhipha. Abe mcindezela straight. First it was a rand manipulation. Nakho ke manje jiki jiki. The media is plotting with politicians of the oppositions. Hayi kwaze kwanzima. Babeqatha labo not just the opposition. Obviously, more plotter with the structure within the ANC who want to get rid of him. With my daughter. I want my jigger fella and man and man. Soon, goose of fella. The state catches this fella and man and man would say this is the real state catch. Gang man and man, Joseph Vellis is. Aye. Good morning, guys. Sazo Sinzin Jan, Manchester, South Africa. Gooby.
Sizwe, it shows Ukuthi intatheli all of them they are captured, Sizwe, excluding lezi ezalapha ekhaya FM. Sizwe, uyabona mina bavungayeka ukufunda i-newspaper. The time ijelisana ithi uTikoloshe uwine iloto, Sizwe, ilanga vele ngayeka khona ukufunda i-paper ngoba ngabona ukuthi umbhedo lo. And wake wayisho umsholozi le nto lena, wathi propaganda iningi la kuma newspaper, Sizwe. Hey, angazi ukuthi thina sesizokhalela kubani, Nkosi yami Sizwe. Hey, awumpho uright ukuthi idlo kudlekayo ungadleki ukulahla.
So here's what you actually should do. You shouldn't stop reading the papers and consuming media. You should just consume more. So read everything you come across, right? Listen to every story you come across, and then you'll be better informed to be discerning, because you need to decide for yourself who you think the bad guy and the good guy is. You see? But you can only do that if you're informed. But don't stop. That you must never do.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.